Hey, welcome friends to New Every Day. I'm Lawrence, this is Jeff, and we are talking about the body. That's right. It's from the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You don't want to miss it.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
So glad to have you. I'm Jeff Weston, and back with us this week,
Lawrence Cruz.
Hey, crowd goes wild.
So, how was your week? Good.
Actually, it's been a great week. Thank you.
So, you're still on vacation mode?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, speaking of vacation, that's right. I think I'll try it again soon.
I think you should too. Vacation is a wonderful thing. Actually, my family and I were going on vacation in a couple of weeks. We're heading down to Myrtle Beach as long as it still exists. Wow. Keep watching the trajectories of all the hurricanes. So,
oh, did you get your pardon so you can cross the border again now?
I did.
Okay, that's really great. That is a joke. You didn't need one. At least not that I know of.
No, I'm good. I'm good. But anyway, we are so glad to have you here. It's good for us to be back together. Love doing the show. We've been doing it for quite some time now. And if you're just checking out New Every Day for the first time, maybe you're watching us online. It could be on demand, Kodi, Plex, Roku, Facebook, YouTube, or maybe you're in Southern California and you're watching us on KVBB, television for the high desert.
Yes.
Whatever it is, we're glad to have you here, and you can check us and all of our past episodes. This is season four. We're about halfway through season four now. You can check out this season or previous seasons with the other hosts. Check it all out on our website, neweveryday.tv. And as well, you can connect with us via email or on our Facebook page. My email is jeff@neweveryday.tv. And conversely, you'd have?
Lawrence@neweveryday.tv.
Right. So one of the things I was saying to Lawrence just before we got started is I want to do a talkback show. And what that means is, to be clear, not today, because we need your help. We can't do a talkback show without you talking back to us. You know, it's so easy to sit in front of a computer monitor or a TV and just kind of watch what's going on the screen and go, oh, yeah, that was great. That was wonderful. Thanks. But it's not interactive. It might be life-giving to you, but it's not an opportunity for you to say, but I got a question.
Right.
What do I do if? Or what does the Bible say? And we want to do that. So if you have a question that's burning that you want to ask, maybe it's something that came up in your devotions that you just don't understand. Maybe you're watching this for the first time and you're going, God, who's that? Whatever your question might be. Maybe it's, how do I live in today's society as a Christian? I mean, that's a loaded one that would take, you know, billions of hours of tape to answer. But, you know, try and narrow it down to that one thing you want to know and send it to us.
We've got some great editors.
Yeah.
They'll be sure to answer your question. So it's great. So bring it. You can ask anything you want. We'll do what we can. 1-800, call the editor. No problem. They've got it all figured out. No, it can be a great dialogue for sure, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what we want. And I'm sure you've got some good questions, and we're happy to learn. We don't have all the answers, that's for sure, but we're willing to search for them. Mm-hmm. And we believe God's word has all the answers, so it'd be a good journey to go on together.
I agree. So if you've got a question, email us, jeff@neweveryday.tv or lawrence@neweveryday.tv, and we'll be doing that episode in probably about a month's time, hopefully, if there's enough coming
Fantastic. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, we're going to hop into it. Told you at the beginning, we are talking about the body. And what does that mean? If you've been in the church for a long time, you've probably heard sermons preached on it. And if you're going, I'm Joe Fresh here as far as Christians go, what are you talking about? What's with my body? I thought I was looking pretty darn good. Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what we're talking about is the spiritual body, and not necessarily from an idea of the spiritual aspect of it, but the community aspect of the body, the church. In the Bible, we're told that we are the body of Christ. So what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for you? What does that mean for your spiritual walk? What does that mean for those around you? And that's what we want to cover today.
Those are good questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think even, so before we apply it, why don't we dive into, you know, What does it mean, like, we are part of the body? Where do we get the answer? God's word, right?
We need to
look to the Bible and to see what God teaches us about this concept of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is a good chapter in the Bible regarding the body. I'm just looking at the Message translation. Is the first verse says, in 1 Corinthians 12, what I want to talk about now is the various ways God's Spirit gets worked into our lives.
Hmm.
Like right from the beginning. We already talked for 7 weeks on the Holy Spirit.
Right. Yes.
And how he can be a spooky subject. You know, some people think with the Holy Ghost. Well, we've done all that. But now we're hearing that, you know, God's Spirit gets worked into our lives in different ways. Well, that's the whole lead into, thank God, we're not all made the same. But God desires to make us different. Like, think about the creativity of our God. Do you know that every one of us is an expression of the creative impetus of God himself? Like, you are made by God exactly the way he wants you to be. And that's a good thing. How many times I've heard people think, oh, I can't, or I'm not good enough. Oh, please don't ever say that. I relate. I have wondered that. But we should never think that, because God made us just the way he wants. And the Bible says he's made us as his body, so every person plays a part in his very body.
For sure.
How cool is that?
It's very cool. And when I first started thinking about the body of Christ, the easiest way for me to understand how we are made to fit together is marriage. Like, I don't have all of those traits that are needed to raise the kids.
Hmm.
My wife, on the other side, has exactly what I'm missing. She's perfectly tailored
right.
for me.
Right.
And I have no doubt that that is a God-designed relationship. And if he can do that with one marriage, knowing that between her and I, we've got what's needed to raise the kids and we don't have those gaps, what does that mean for the global body of Christ and the fact that he plans everything? I mean, you've got the scripture about clothing the flowers of the field, and he cares for the sparrow. How mm-hmm. much more does he care for you? If he's put that thought into the blades of grass that grow, he's put that much more thought into you and how you fit into the big picture and the little picture.
Yeah, how true that is. Well, that's easy. I'm married, so that's easy for me to wrap my mind around. I'm just thinking of the influence. Our youngest is 18 now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the formative years are done. We'll always be mom and dad and happy to be so. But I'm just thinking about the benefit that my children have because their mother
mm-hmm.
was involved. And what am I saying? Oh, I'm no good. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's she's the way God made her is so good.
Oh, yeah.
And what she brings to the table as a female, what she brings to the table as a person created by God with, here it is, these special gifts that I don't have, made such an amazing deposit into the lives of our kids that make us both so proud to mm-hmm. this day. That's a great example, Jeff, of the body. And yet that's already an example about what we're talking about. Like, I mean, what is it that God's saying, you know?
Right.
We all have a piece to play. We've got a role to play in this, the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing is that?
It's very amazing. And when I think of the body, I mean, I could probably stand to lose a few pounds, but I don't think I would ever want to lose a part of my body.
Right.
Because every part of my body is precious to me. And yeah. Quite frankly, I need it. You know, I don't wake up one morning and go, I don't don't need my foot today.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to make it a little bit difficult to, you know, get around and drive to work. I don't wake up in the morning and go, my heart, not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you look at the way that God's designed our physical bodies and every part plays a role, you know, except for maybe the tonsils,
or the appendix.
The appendix, yeah, sure.
It's that, questionable,
that
right?
That tailbone, I can't wag my tail. I don't know.
Oh, no.
But when you look at it like that, and then you translate that or transfer it to the church, and you go, oh, my goodness, okay, so I was made with a specific purpose and a specific set of characteristics and skills, and you were made with a specific purpose and characteristics and skills, and as the body of Christ, we complement and we fill in those roles that are needed to be
right.
The body.
Yeah. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
It's so true, and I'm glad that I am part of the body, and I'm glad and I'm willing, as I know you are, to offer. Here it is. My body, literally, Romans 12 says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God. It says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. What am I saying? Yep. Okay, God. I read Romans 12 and say, here I am. I give myself to you with my physical body, only to find out that God says, this is great. Because even as you're offering your whole person to me in worship, Lawrence, I've made you a certain way that's going to benefit that person who has none of the skill set that I've given you. And you know what? You're going to meet them and your life is going to become so much better now that you've offered yourself to me. Wait till I give you a gift of that person who's offered themselves mm-hmm. also to the Lord. And then what you'll do together is just fantastic. Jeff, the first part of our show is done already.
No, we're halfway there.
It's amazing. And we're just scratching at the surface of this. Friends, we're diving right into this good, juicy idea about being the body of Christ. We've got lots more to share. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
We're back and we're talking about the body of Christ. And before we went to a break, we were kind of talking about how we all have a role to play and how we all fit into God's master plan for the body. But we haven't really unpacked it. We just kind of started to scratch the surface.
Yeah.
And I think there's a couple of great scriptures as you continue on in 1 Corinthians 12 that really hammer that home.
Let's dive in at verse number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and here we go, using my trusty iPhone, what do you know? One body with many parts. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. Here it is. So it is with the body of Christ. Okay, so that was the first half. What?
Right.
The body of Christ? Okay, this is where we're coming from. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13 now. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles. Okay, I've wrapped my mind around that.
Right.
Okay, I'm a Gentile because I'm not a Jew. And that's
right.
Basically it, right? And some are slaves and some are free in the parts of the world. That's still the case, not where we live. But it says, we all have been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit.
being the Holy Spirit.
And there you go.
Who we did that seven-part series on.
And we talked about how he guides us, empowers us, leads us, comforts us. Okay, so I just love it. The Spirit is no respecter of persons in that regard, right?
Right.
You can be the king of the country. You could be the lowest slave to that king of that country or another country. And God says, hey, you call upon my name, guess what? Everybody who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, and all of you with equal footing are placed into the body of Christ, but with an individual function. Watch this. Very key. According to the plan of God Himself, who made us each uniquely.
Mm-hmm.
How cool. Like, really profound. So that lowest slave, if you will, is every bit as important to the body as the king. What? That's right.
Right.
How different a role here on earth, yet in the kingdom of God, God makes it very clear that each of these people are on equal footing and of value. Oh, some differences of how we play it out, of course, but hugely valuable to God.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, verse 14, yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not a hand, that doesn't make it any less a part of the body. Sorry, I'm just seeing my liver. Oh, there goes my liver. What's that? That's my liver. My liver's got these small set of hands and arms going, are you kidding? I'm out of here. Ain't going to do that anymore. Don't want to hang around in there. What? Wouldn't go well for me.
No.
Huh?
No, it wouldn't.
I mean, I guess you can survive without a liver, but not for long. Unless you're on, all these machines.
That's
stuff, right.
Yes. That's
yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Is that kidneys? And I don't know. You can tell. Can you tell I'm not a doctor? Let's just leave it at that. Hey, don't mess with my liver. Okay? I need my liver. Can you imagine? A talking liver saying it doesn't belong there anymore. Who knew?
God make the news right there.
And if the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye, what'd you say? If I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye, it's the ear, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Could you speak up?
Talk louder. I can't see you.
Would that make it any less part of the body? Oh, my goodness. If the whole body were an eye. Can you imagine the big blink? Hey, how long would those...
You need an eyelid to blink.
How long would... Oh, got to have an eyelid. Oh, that reminds me of a joke, but I'll bring that up some other time. Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything?
Good point.
Well, maybe that would be a good thing.
That's right. I was at the gym today.
So. Look out. But our bodies have many parts. And this is I, and God has put each part just where he wants it.
All right. So lots of laughter because we're having fun with it. But that right there is the mic drop moment.
Yeah.
Is that when it comes to the body of Christ, God has a spot planned for us.
God has put each part just where he wants it. Bears right. Repeating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if you're sitting here going, all right, body, I get it. So what does that mean? It means you've got a place. You've got a spot mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. doesn't matter what you bring to the table. You have a role within the body of Christ. And when you were talking earlier about, the king or the slave, what's going through my head is, so often people are like, oh, I'd love to have that status position. I'd love to, in life be that much, better off. Well, okay. So the king has a certain group of people that he can connect with.
Yeah.
Unlike the slave that has a different group of people. And there are people that the king will never be able to influence the way that a slave can.
Isn't that the truth?
And that's just outside of any sort of spiritual truths. That's a social truth.
Yeah.
And your role in the church is no different. I mean, when I think of our church, I think, there's days I go, oh my goodness, I wish I could pick up the guitar and just, rock out those riffs like some of those guys with the electric guitar. But I don't have a musical bone in my body. Hmm. Like, I hear a tambourine and go, oh, that was a wonderful guitar.
You play the radio pretty good, though.
I play the radio amazing. You know, but there's days I wish I could be more musically inclined, but that's not my role.
Yeah.
I don't have that
totally
design to the way that God has made me.
Yeah.
And so for me to try and be a musician within the church would not go well for our Sundays.
Yeah, yeah. Where is everybody?
Oh, no, Jeff's on today.
They joined Lawrence's liver. He said, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I think I probably would too. But I have a different role to play. But just like with that concept, you as the pastor have a different role to play than others in the church.
That's interesting. Yeah, you know, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody can be the pastor. Not everybody's meant to be the pastor.
Sure. And it doesn't make the pastor better.
Right.
Or less or worse or any of it. It's just
a role.
It's the role to play that God has scripted out. For, and, you know, that's where the Bible says to us that God gave some to be, well, originally, as we read it, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastor, teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's quite clear to us that Paul the Apostle writes these things, and not everybody's an apostle, not everybody's a teacher, not everybody's an evangelist. But boy, all of them working together is the beautiful expression of Christ in order to tell the world that Jesus loves them. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. And he sets up this beautiful church, the body, his body, functioning just like the systems of our own body working together, right?
Mm-hmm.
In harmony. So there's eight, I think, systems in our body that cooperate all the time right now, simultaneously working so that we can be healthy human beings. So it is with the people of God called the church, working together to a common end, to give glory to God and invite everybody we know to come and be part of this body, of this family. Oh man, talking about it just encourages me. I want to reach out. Maybe you're there, and maybe you're sitting in a place where you once were part of a healthy assembly, right? Assembly of people who know the Lord. You love the Lord still. Yeah. You know him, and yet maybe there was something that happened, right, between you and another person. And you kind of like my liver and said, I don't need that anymore. If you don't know, I was with the first part of the show. It was just a funny, silly story. I want to encourage you that it's less than what God has called us to be, to isolate ourselves from the people of God. Oh, I understand, I promise. I siloed myself for a season where I basically said, it hurts too much to be close to people, and thought that the best thing I should do would be distant. And then over an extended period of time, I found myself less than what God called me to be. Oh my goodness. And friends, for me, and so I'm projecting on you, but I believe it's the truth of God's word, is that I was made strong again as I reintegrated, if you will, to the body. What? To the church. Yeah, to an assembly of people, a gathering. It was a Sunday church service. You get it. I'm not trying to sound weird, but that's all what this is. It's people getting together. I'm not best friends with everybody in the place. I can't be. I'm not capable of being best of friends to so many amazing people. But we're not designed to be best friends with everyone.
That's right.
But to be friendly and to help a hand and then to be helped. Oh man, it fanned into flame the person that God has called me to be. He's not finished with me yet, but boy, I'm sure better together with people than when I'm living this Christian walk on my own.
I 100% agree with you. And I mean, we're out of time, so we can't go down that road. But you know, I one of these episodes, I'm gonna have to tell you my story when my wife and I said enough of the church, and we walked away, and the impact that had socially, financially, emotionally, relationally, and spiritually, just by making that one decision to say, you know what, we're kind of done. and just how much that separation really impacted us. Mm-hmm. Like it we'll have to do it on.
But today, you're in there.
Today we're on the winning side. Happy, healthy body. And that's the way we want it to be. And so, you know, hopefully this message has encouraged you. If you're struggling with the thoughts of, I don't have a role, yes, you do. God is designed for you to be in the body. You have a role, and all it takes is just being there and then let Him lead you.
Absolutely.
That's all we've got for today. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.